Well, up next, the American Farmland Trust has laid out its view of the next farm bill. We'll hear more from this morning's press conference in Washington, D.C. AFT, the American Farmland Trust, has built a policy based on three pillars to replace the current farm bill. Those pillars are a new safety net for producers, stewardship, and markets. AFT's president, Ralph Grossi, says the proposed framework replaces outdated policies with programs that will help U.S. farmers and ranchers to be successful in the future and to protect the nation's natural resources. Grossi was joined at the conference by two former U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture, California Republican Clayton Yeider and Kansas Democrat Dan Glickman, along with Indiana farmer John Hardin. All of them support changing the way farm subsidies are distributed. Glickman says it is a matter of great importance.
I do believe that if we don't act to reform agricultural programs, the economy will suffer, particularly the agricultural economy.
Glickman pointed to the cotton case filed and won by the Brazilian government at the WTO as an example. AFT says its framework would spend about the same amount of money on agriculture, but distribute it more widely. Former Secretary Clayton Yeider.
Most of the benefits of the existing farm programs go to the producers of five different commodity groups, wheat, corn, soybeans, rice and cotton, and then you can add sugar to that with its indirect benefits, if you will. There's a vast segment of the American farm economy that is essentially excluded from that process, meaning all the specialty crops, fruits, vegetables, and nut crops, as an example, and, of course, the entire livestock poultry sector, beef, pork, and poultry. It doesn't really make sense to have a farm policy structure that is that exclusive in its nature. We ought to be trying to design something that's much broader based, if you will, for all of American producers, and for that matter, would have a broader base for all of rural America as a whole, and AFT has done a really first-rate job of doing that.
The safety net pillar of the American Farmland Trust would carry those green payments. These would be paid out to farmers, landowners, delivering prescribed environmental benefits, and would replace the current direct payment system. The direct payments, of which there are about $5 billion worth annually, would be phased out under the AFT plan. This safety net pillar would also replace the LDP, countercyclical payments, and the ad hoc disaster aid with a whole farm revenue program. This program would divide the risk between the farmer, the government, and the private insurers. The farmer would be responsible for the first 5% decline in revenue. Government would handle the next 10 to 15% as related to low prices and natural disasters. And the private sector, insurance companies as paid by the farmer, would be responsible for the remaining 80%. The AFT stewardship pillar would also address conservation issues, partly by instituting a competitive grants program, doubling the funds targeted to working farms and ranches, things like EQIP and the Conservation Security Program, and geographically dispersing these funds by establishing state minimums, along with simplifying the application process so that more people would feel compelled to apply. Under the new markets pillar, which didn't receive much attention during the press conference, the Farmland Trust wants to create a billion-dollar entrepreneurial grants program, increase funding for export promotion programs, and to grow the renewable energy sector by amending the renewable fuel standard to increase the goal for cellulosic biofuels by 2015, it did not say by how much, and requiring all new vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2017 to be flex fuel. Ralph Grossi and the American Farmland Trust recognize their proposal will have a tough battle on Capitol Hill and in rural America. Change does not come easy, but it must come, believes Indiana farmer John Hardin, who spoke at the press conference.
One of the political realities is that that government that robs Peter to pay Paul can always count on the support of Paul. And I think as American agriculture folks look at what their options are, and the more that we can discuss where we're headed, then we've got a chance to begin to make change.
The American Farmland Trust's Agenda 2007 is available for review online at www.farmland.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.